With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has categorically rejected any deal with Moscow that could involve ceding land after President Trump suggested such a concession would benefit both sides. Russia now occupies about a fifth of Ukraine. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin will meet Friday in Alaska to talk about ending the war. President Trump threatening to sue the Federal Reserve Chairman. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Donald Trump continues to fume over Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's reluctance to lower interest rates. In a social media post, he blames his first-term Treasury Secretary for recommending Powell and calls the chairman a loser, the latest in a long list of derogatory names. And the president now says he's considering a major lawsuit against Powell for the costly renovation of the Federal Reserve Building. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A deadly shooting in Texas. Speaking to reporters, Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says officers responded to a shooting outside a Target.
When officers arrived, they were met with three people that were shot inside the parking lot of Target. The suspect fled the scene, stole a car from the scene, took that car, wrecked that car, then hijacked another car. He was then found by Austin PD in South Austin, where he was taken into custody after a tasing.
That audio courtesy of KVUE. Two adults and a child were killed. Police say they did not know the motive of the suspect, a man in his 30s, who reportedly had a mental health history. On Wall Street, the U.S. stock market is rallying toward records. The Dow is up 456 points, the Nasdaq adding 267. This is SRN News. A troubling new report from the Family Research Council.
Churches in the U.S. reported more than 400 acts of hostility last year: physical assaults, arson, vandalism, bomb threats, and gun violence. There were 415 incidents in all, affecting 383 churches in 43 states. Not every act was clearly motivated by hatred of Christianity, but the FRC notes that, quote, such crimes can leave churches in financial, physical, and emotional disarray. Some struggle to cover the cost of repairs and fear future offenses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hundreds of representatives of Syria's Christians and other minority religious groups are calling for the formation of a decentralized state and the drafting of a new constitution that guarantees religious freedom following the fall of President Assad. The transition is to include elections scheduled for September and the eventual drafting of a constitution. The post-Assad transition has been marred by violence against Christians. This is SRN News. South Korean intel officials estimate more than 50,000 North Korean laborers have been shipped off to Russia, working in slave-like conditions, primarily at construction sites. The BBC's Jean McKenzie is in Seoul.
We've spoken to six North Koreans who've managed to escape. They all described being confined to their construction sites, where they worked 18 hours a day for little or no pay because their earnings were sent to fund the North Korean regime. Here's one of the workers. We voiced his words to protect him.
We were treated like animals. The other workers used to say we were just slaves for Kim Jong-un. They used to taunt us. You're not men, just machines that can speak.
A heat wave continues in parts of Europe. The heat wave, France's second this summer, expected to last all week. Hungary and the UK also experiencing record-breaking temperatures. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.